I am following Le Chercheur d'Or with my first prose piece, Beausang. This very short piece tells the story of Beausang, a courtier in the court of Louis XIV of France. This Beausang begins a dalliance with the king's mistress of Irish extraction, Marie-Louise O'Murphy, Louison, known as La Belle Morphise, and the subject of a famous painting by the French artist Boucher, which you can seek online if curious, which I hope you are. The aforesaid Beausang, a fictional character, let it be said, is interrupted in his dalliance with the very real Marie-Louise and finds himself in a strange kind of revolution, transported rudely to another world and time. Here it is, Beausang. The moment of my death was the moment of my birth. If that surprises you, imagine how I felt. I had been enjoying some exquisite dalliance with the king's Irish mistress, Louison O'Murphy, my red-haired Morphise. It was not my place to dally with her, but circumstance had favoured opportunity. Lucretius Beausang, you are the keenest courtier, Morphise flattered me. I flattered myself that I was a connoisseur of her Irish geography. I had her, however, for too short a time when came the fall. Hands tore me from her in the moment of my greatest joy. I struggled, vainly. The axe, I reasoned, comes to all as they placed my head upon the block. Chop. I was divided, but not quite. The same hands, it seemed, that had glued me to my death, now rescued me from murky depths. And as I was pulled forth, bloodied but unbowed, bruised but, surprise, surprise, intact. Reborn in Ireland, her territory. What irony. Such tears I shed. Don't get me wrong, I was happy in my salvation. I think, however, that I glimpsed then what I now clearly see. Life for me would be recollection of Morphise. I had lost her, yet I still desired her. Yes, I wish I had her back, even for an instant, even in this distant century, but it cannot be. And what is her country when she is lost to me? I had suffered a revolution. The moment of my birth was the moment of my death.